is the fifth day. Okay. We had just had our lunch and our break. Now we continue with our afternoon session, 1:30 onward. 60 minutes of formal meditation. We are sitting or walking or lying down posture, followed by 30 minutes of daily mindfulness training via bowing and Dhamma contemplation, reflection and inquiry, etc. within the vicinity of the temple. Yeah? While moving around, in the walking, standing or sitting posture, always be natural and maintain relaxation of form and mind and awareness at all times. So previously, this 30 minutes of contemplation and reflection, yeah, daily mindfulness training, or via bowing and other skillful means, yeah, can be done either in the meditation hall, or sometimes you can walk around the vicinity of the temple. So in the early day, what I did is I walk along the corridor. Yeah. Then later on, they told us at the back of the temple, we can climb up to the summit there. But now I think there are contractors doing construction there. Maybe today, National Day holiday, they didn't carry out any work. So it depends, yeah, how you want to do it. You can also stand outside corridor there, walk. Or here on my right or left, do the walking, yeah? Or bowing in front of the Buddha Rupa. Then you can also, if you like, yeah, do some quiet contemplation. You can sit on the bench or sit somewhere. There are a lot of this type of what they call bench downstairs. Yeah? Yeah. Some facing the corridor at the side of the main hall, some along the kitchen area outside, then there are some in front of the first hall too. So you see whichever is suitable. Then in the early day, I remember I also went up the hill or went to the front there to look at nature. Sometimes a dry tree, dead tree, and sometimes it's nature's formation. The weather, the cloud movement, the nature's vibration, and the chirping of the birds, everything. Yeah? And a lot of the insect sound, and also, and sometimes the wind blow. The temple got bell at the side, yeah? Only the earring, and it will vibrate. So when you're silent, develop the awareness to feel, and when you are quiet enough, the contemplative mind arises. Then whatever you allow to arise, the Dhamma will arise. So this is Dhamma contemplation. Yeah? Then sometimes you don't understand something, you reflect. You throw out the inquiry. Why did the Buddha say this? How can I understand this? How can I apply this teaching in real life? Means how can I develop the understanding so that it can become a living Dhamma? Then how can I apply the Dhamma that I have learned? So all these are the various possibility of training. The formal meditation is to stabilize your inner awareness. And for those who know how to meditate, you can actually silence everything and stay at the heart and try to detect the gate. Then from there, you have detected the gateway, you continue to meditate from there. Then everything will just happen because at that stage you should do the fourth support, trust your nature to do. Yeah. But initially not easy, yeah? It take a while. So you must have patient endurance. Then you must have faith, sadhana, virya, then persevere. Okay? So this longer sitting is very good. You have now left it 3 days. So today is the fifth day. So after today, six, seven, eight, 3 more days. Maybe last 2 day, 3.5 day. So make full use of it, yeah, to develop the stability of mindfulness. Then meditate until your mindfulness stabilizes. Then everything you do, maintain awareness, maintain awareness. Even you help out in the cleaning or duty, you can develop it. Yeah. Because when you are silent and mindful, you can develop it. Yeah. Then there is also other type of skillful means. Yeah. If you know how to develop the what they call the mindfulness that I taught you, the morning exercise, where you sit somewhere, relax, just be natural, walk naturally, be at ease. Then you realize your mind is very free, very quiet, where you got no problem. Then you walk naturally, then the mindfulness pick up. Then when you pick up, you continue to walk. Then after that, you slow down and you go somewhere, sit at nature, then contemplate, reflect, then see what happens. Sometimes without you knowing, the condition will arise, something will happen within nature. Then it has a condition, yeah, to actually activate your whatever, what they call, connect you to your true mind. It's not like last time when the song at this Thailand, Achalananda, the place, the name is called Rayong, Rayong. Because of the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and the chanting. Yeah. Then when it came, suddenly he got connected. Then after that, every night, he make it a point to read my Heart Sutta note, especially the appendix 3, that he brought along. So that one allow him to understand a lot of things. When you connect, your understanding become different. Then after so long, suddenly he can understand what I share inside there. Yes, the Dhamma is from the silent mind, the true mind. So all these are the possibility. Then after that, you must stabilize your daily mindfulness. Follow the certain routine when you leave from here, so that you can have this ever mindful training throughout the day, determined to be aware, return to the heart first, until this area charge out and like there's an energy there. Where every time you return your awareness here, the energy is here. So because it's awareness, it's not thought, understand not? So it will activate. Then when the energy start building up, yes, most of the time you are here, then you can relax, relax, entirely relax, be at ease. Then you lie down, stay at the heart rhythm. Not long, it will detect one, especially when you have the nature's energy at the heart rhythm develop already. Then you relax, then it will activate, then it will go in. Yeah. So your faith is very important, Saddha, Virya. Then that faith can trigger things, and there is causes and conditions. For Brother Song is the chanting. So sometimes you pay attention, evening chanting, morning chanting, you can also develop the what they call connection. Then sometimes it's the night chanting. Then we do the tapito, the singing, and the sorry, there are the tradition sutta, the chanting of the also, but no Imbi not around, unless Jayanta can chant. What other sutta you can chant, Jayanta? Yeah. Any? Wow! Luckily, got Jayanta. Sadhu. So later on, we will look for one. I think the Mangala Sutta or Karaniya Metta Sutta is quite a good one. So, okay, now you're off the light. You can have your formal meditation first, 1 hour. Then after that, maybe another half an hour of contemplation or bowing or reflection, up to you, to stabilize your daily mindfulness. Initially, formal meditation is to stabilize your awareness nature first. Don't worry, nothing happens inside the anasthama. As long as you follow the instruction, you will benefit on. Relax. Then like Manyuan came to know, relax into every mind state that arises. So continue to relax. Then maintain awareness. If you sleep, that snoring, where you are maintaining awareness, you will hear it. Where that mind that just about to go into the unconscious and the subconscious, that snoring is very near your awareness moment. When you are maintaining awareness, you don't drop into the subconscious or unconscious yet. But the moment it drops, means the awareness will be there to pick it up. Unless you're very tired, you want to sleep, that you will end up snoring. So that is the thing that you should bear in mind. Okay?